You know, I think we're all starting to accept that the Christmas and holiday season will be a little bit different than previous years, right? And it's had a lot of people depressed, but I say let's reflect on the good times of the past. And since so many of us won't be with our families this year, I'm bringing one of our TV favorites to you guys, everybody, okay? I'm welcoming back to our radio house Michael Gross and Meredith Baxter from the hit TV show Family Ties. They're joining us on the line. Hello, you two.
Hello.
Well, you know, this is sort of a reunion of sorts because you two, actually your entire family, I think, was on the radio with us at the TV Land Awards. It was the red carpet about 10 years ago. So we haven't aged a bit, have we?
Wow. We still look marvelous.
I can tell by looking at you, Michael.
So the safest way to look at me is on the phone, so we're yep. good. You know, it's been approximately 30 years since we closed the door on Family Ties, and yet, I don't know, time compresses for me. I swear to God, it seems like only yesterday, and perhaps the fact that Meredith and I do keep in touch and have worked together on a couple of occasions makes it all feel very much like it was yesterday.
Yeah, it's much, much closer, much, and that's the best thing about it. I wish we saw more of our Family Ties family more often, but we don't. But I love being able to see Michael and work with him. That's really very cool.
Yeah, well, you all did a cast video reunion of sorts, right? The Keatons all got back together. And so you had a professional relationship back in the day, but we don't see very often that casts are still like a family so many years later, but it seems like you all genuinely are.
Well, Meredith, you want to take it? Start off by saying we did like each other and still do. Go ahead, honey.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think there was a real deep fondness and respect that we had for each other, and we just laughed all the time. Family Ties really saved my life for that, and particularly Michael, I guess. I think he was my best friend for 7 years.
You should have. I would have expected larger Christmas presents had I been your friend for 7 years. But, you know, it was always disappointing. No,
but then you're so material.
From my material girl. I remember, seriously, I thought of this morning because it's Christmas time. Meredith gave me one Christmas do you remember giving me a pair of pruning shears? You did.
Oh my.
You did. And I still have them, and I love them. They're my favorite pruning shears.
You have others to choose from.
I think she just looked at me and said, "There's a guy who needs pruning shears." So I think I just bought our home, and you knew I was the do-it-yourself type. So rather than giving me a gutter and a downspout, you gave me pruning shears.
Well, that was a choice. Yes, you're right. Glad I went for the shears.
But you know, we can argue that is the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah.
I know. And she actually managed to get a sock that was big enough to put it in. I remember every year always feeling this pressure, like, what do you get anybody who's making making a good salary, basically getting anything they want? You know, Michael Fox is not like he was holding back. You know, and Justine, we had good salaries, comfortable salaries, we got what we wanted. So I finally wound up, I remember giving, I was giving baked goods and homemade items and things like that. You know, chutney and holiday bread and things like that. Yeah.
I did that, and I remember 1 year, but here's the thing, I can't remember if it was that series or family, I made chicken liver pate.
I love it.
And little crocks.
And the pruning shears were homemade too, as I recall. You fashioned them in your own metal workshop at home. We don't see a lot of, you know, we don't see a lot of each other just because we've fallen away with busy lives, not because we don't like each other. When I get east, I try to see Michael for, you know, lunch or breakfast or something like that. Meredith and I were doing a play, Love Letters, in New Jersey a couple of years ago, just across the river from New York, and tried to get Michael to come, but he was out of town or, you know, otherwise engaged, or he just didn't want to see us. It's like, I've seen you two.
I prefer the latter, frankly.
Yeah, I've seen you two, and what I saw, I didn't like.
Oh, my.
We just fell away, as you do from some friends when you get busy with your own lives.
Let's talk about the cast, the characters on the show today, because obviously the political landscape has changed big time. Where do you see everybody in the family now on the show? I mean, Alex was big into politics, as we know. What would be those dinner table conversations today, Meredith?
That's a projection I don't know I can reach for. I would be hoping that someone else would be doing the cooking.
And, well, it wouldn't have been me.
Well, no, and I don't know that any of the kids is there. Your Tina would probably be doing the cooking. She'd bring stuff, and so this one at least isn't saddled with that.
Sorry, Meredith, where do you see your character now then? I think it would be awesome if she was one of those, like, Real Housewives. Could you see that?
Jeremy, for goodness sake, no. That's a horrible vision.
She's going to take your head off, Jeremy.
All right, uh-oh.
With
those shears.
I'd want much more for her than that. I think she's probably an independent architect by this time, and has a small cadre of people who work under her. And very successful doing, maybe working with Habitat, Habitat for Humanity, and, along that line.
Okay. Michael.
Yeah, logical roots, in other words.
Yeah. So, Michael, what do you see those dinner table conversations being and the cast today?
Well, to be honest with you, as divisive as things have gotten in the world in general, I still think their discussions would be tempered by civility. I really do. And that's one of the things I liked about them is, I mean, naturally, it was a different America. It was the pre-Newt Gingrich America where people still listened to each other instead of just made Clark, yelled at each other. And I think it all started with him, but that's my own opinion. At any rate, the wonderful thing about the character of Alex and all of us in general is we settled our differences. We listened to each other and, despite the differences, managed to carve out compromise or at least a respect for each other's differences. And that's hard to find these days. I honestly think it's time to not have a reunion show, please, not that. But rerun it somewhere in a major way, and that everybody, before they take their seats in Congress, should be required to watch it. Just to watch how people were able to sit down and hammer out compromise. For golly's sake, that what we have in common for most people, in fact, most Americans, I think it's far more than the differences. And we get lost in the differences, and I think the internet doesn't help.
Mm-hmm. Meredith, do you have a favorite episode, a memory from taping the show?
There's a lot of episodes I like a lot, but because of the holidays, I was thinking about when we did Christmas Past. Did we do a show about that had both past
future? We did a takeoff on the Charles Dickens piece, and you and I were living in extreme poverty, as I recall.
And Tina was selling dirt.
Right,
and
to make a living.
We had clothesline hanging in the living room.
right. Which you comedically kept catching on your neck as you tried to walk through the room.
Yeah. She had a very short memory by that.
And Alex was this big sign of industry, and, he was... He wore a fat pad, and he was a big...
He was a banker from Monopoly.
Yeah, exactly. And came in and gave us a few dollars here and there as a Christmas present. Go out and buy something nice for yourself.
Yeah, that was a lovely show.
So what are your holiday plans for this year, you two? Meredith?
Laying low, staying close. Yeah. Just my wife and I. We're in touch with all the kids. We do Zooming or FaceTime all the time. just the way we stay connected.
Yeah. Michael?
We have had a little wrinkle in our plans this year in that our granddaughter is now quarantining because she's tested positive twice for COVID. And things are a little crazy right now because she's permanently moored to her bedroom right now, a 19-year-old, and very, very bored and very upset at that, more emotionally than physically, frankly. She's got a light case of it, but she's lost her sense of smell and her sense of taste. And I always thought she had bad taste anyway. You know, she was a teenager. And there you go. But anyway, so she's beside herself because a lot of her friends are home, and she's a very social person. So we're not sure what's happening right now. In fact, her mother, our daughter, is now at our house trying to stay away from her own daughter. And she's tested negative a couple of times, so she's living in a wing of our house. And we're bringing meals to her, keeping her. So it's very, very weird. We were going to New Mexico as a family, and now we're just playing it day by day and see what happens.
Well, and I think
it all been kind of in the same pod, and then our granddaughter went and ruined it.
Jeez, you know, no shears for her this year, okay?
Yeah, right. Take her off her pruning shear list.
No gardening tools. No gifts. No. I think that's the thing, though. This year, you know, let's all just sort of be creative. And it's like, you know what, having a different holiday isn't necessarily a bad thing, because I think that sometimes it almost becomes routine. So this is mixing it up a little bit. We've got to stay positive. We've got to look on the bright side, I think.
I absolutely agree with you. And, you know, I've said to everybody, no presents this year. Please, please, no presents. Take what you would give to me and give it to a food pantry somewhere. People are standing in lines to get food, for golly's sake, in this country, so don't give me another pair of socks. I don't need them. I really want, and I've already, you know, done those year-end contributions as well to certain groups that I've particularly fond of, including, you know, a prominent food pantry here in Los Angeles, where there's a great deal of homelessness and all that sort of thing. So it's just, you know, it can be different and still be a great Christmas, as far as I'm concerned. We're still blessed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that way we're still connected to the philosophy of giving, and it makes me feel good. We're supporting the Habitat for Humanity and a local theater here. And I don't know how the theaters around the country or the restaurants are going to survive all this. So anyway, we can support them. It's just really important.
This is a great forum for me to tell Meredith she's not getting anything from me for Christmas. So there.
Oh, honey, I didn't expect anything. Why change the habit now?
Right, exactly. I have to say something, Jeremy. Today is Meredith's 7th wedding anniversary.
Well,
yes.
Sorry, I've just outed you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
I don't think it started with you, but thank you.
Wait, he outed you?
He didn't have to. We did a good job of that at the Disneyland Awards.
I would say you're still an old married couple, and that's a compliment.
Yeah, thank you. That's how I feel.
Well, it does. You know, I still call Meredith my first wife. God bless her. I was married.
And I call him my favorite husband.
You've had, yeah.
She got a salary for being married to me, which is not what a lot of wives can say.
It was the only way I was going to stay in the marriage.
And I gave her weekends off. I gave her weekends off and a hiatus of 4 months every year. So that's not a bad marriage at all.
That's the secret to making a relationship work, I think.
Yeah. More people should try it our way, I swear to God.
Absolutely. Now, we've got to wrap this up, but Michael, I think you also have a good idea for Christmas gifts, a DVD and a Blu-ray release, right?
In October, but believe it or not, the 7th manifestation of Tremors films have come out. So it's on Blu-ray, DVD, and Netflix. Tremors 7, something called Shrieker Island. And so Bert Gummer, this character I started playing within weeks of finishing Family Ties, is the gift that 30 years later keeps giving. Seriously. So I'm thrilled. Because so much else is shut down for me. I don't know about Meredith, but I've worked very little, both because some jobs have dried up and others out of the offers I have had, out of an abundance of caution, I thought, I don't want to do that. I don't want to take the chance. So I'm just lying low until that vaccine rears its head.
Yeah, nothing else to do. Just wait.
Oh, this absolutely is a year to enjoy that togetherness, right? It's locked people in together, and so you start to appreciate your relationships. Or the opposite, I guess, in some cases.
Well, yeah, I mean, thank God. I think Meredith and I have both shown we found ourselves good partners, thank God, because otherwise this could be less of a marriage than a hostage crisis, you know?
Oh, dear, yes. I've been in those.
True. It's true. You developed Stockholm Syndrome there for a while.
That's not so funny.
You know, we know too much about each other, Jeremy.
That is absolutely true.
And here's another statistic. More than half our lives, we figured that out the other day. You know, we met when we were 35 years of age, and we're both past 70 now, and so we've known each other for over half our lives, which is kind of wonderful.
And you have the exact same birthday.
Yeah.
We do indeed. Yeah.
Same day, same year.
Yeah.
See, now if that's not fate, that's...
I look forward to the annual pruning shears coming every year.
You're so misguided.
Did you celebrate your birthdays together, like when you guys were on set, or what did you do?
Yeah, we were always on hiatus.
Oh, in June. Yeah, you were.
Yeah, that's right.
We were in England. We were doing a Family Ties movie, which I don't think they even have that listed as one of the segments of the show, do they anymore?
I have to have my name removed.
Yes, it wasn't their best hour. But we had fun being in England and shooting this not great movie, and we had our birthday. And I remember they gave us this huge cake that was covered with a very hard ganache icing that we couldn't cut through it.
You know something? I thought you cut through that ganache with panache.
Oh, and with...
You were,
okay. You can just cut that part.
You were great. No, I remember. That was the only birthday we celebrated together in those days, because otherwise we were on hiatus.
Right.
During June, we had not yet. We were on our vacation, so and we celebrated one at my house a couple of years ago. But we were basically, you know, it's phone calls and, you know,
and jobs.
And
working together, yeah. So the one time that you guys had a cake together, you didn't have the pruning shears to cut it.
No, we did not. They wouldn't let me. They wouldn't let me get through the security line with them. And,
they're a bit tricky.
And on the way to London.
How do you explain that?
But speaking of flying to London, I think Meredith and I kid about this. It was a very, very silly movie, and I think our writers to this day will admit they wrote it on the plane on their way to London. That's how far ahead they thought about it.
They think, what do you have us doing? We are doing what?
Oh, God. This has been a great reminiscence. I hope we haven't bored you to death.
No, I just, we are so out of time, but it's been fascinating to hear it all, being a fly on the wall to your relationship chatter. I love it. So we're going to be...
Thank you for having me.
Clearly, I still love this woman and enjoy seeing her. And so it's a great, any excuse for us to get together is a good excuse, as far as I'm concerned.
All right. Well, we've got to wrap this up. So I want to thank you to Michael Gross, Meredith Baxter. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great holiday season.
Thank you, and the same to you. And Meredith,
thank you.
Be well, okay?
Honey, I will, darling. You take care.
Do my best to Nancy. I sure will. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks very much.
Bye.